Om Shanti, good morning. Really a very, very warm welcome to Shiluben and Didi Nirmala. They are two such valuable seniors that we have that have been with Baba's Yajna right since the early days of Brahma Baba and the very simple days of Gyan and Yoga. So we very much appreciate having you with us this morning, very, very much. So thank you. And this morning we'd like you to really let us know your thoughts about this topic, a simple life of Gyan and Yoga, and why, especially now at this time, when the RCs had their meeting, the regional coordinators from around the world had their meeting last February, you chose this topic as the basis of the National Coordinators meeting, Centre Wasi meeting, and then for this season. So why this theme, a simple life of Gyan and Yoga? Why are we returning to that? Didi Nirmala, I'd like you to answer first. Is that okay? Can you share? You'd like her to share first? So Shelly Finn, we'd love to hear from you. Yes, thank you.
First of all, welcome to all of you. You have come here to celebrate 18 January with Baba. And therefore, January month is Brahma Baba's month, which reminds us that we have to become like Brahma Baba. We have to become karmatit. We have to become complete. We have to become an angel. And this topic, a simple life of knowledge and yoga, it seems the wordings are very simple, but it's not that simple. A simple life is easy to understand. But a simple life of Gyan and Yoga, that has a lot of depth. Many people live a simple life, but they don't really lead a life of Gyan and Yoga. They do live simple, and they do believe that simple living and high thinking. We don't have to be spendthrift, do a lot of expenditure. We have to be economical. We don't have to go for luxuries. We don't have to think of all the, you know, the modern gadgets of science, because all that can come under luxuries. And a person who's living a simple life, he just thinks of the needs. That's all, that's what he thinks of, which he keeps with him. He doesn't go into too many desires. So that's what a simple life means. He doesn't spend much. Is quite economical. But when we say simple life of Gyan and Yoga, then Gyan and Yoga teaches us to be full of knowledge, to store or to accumulate treasures of knowledge, which are the real spiritual wealth. And when we accumulate treasures of real, of spiritual wealth, the knowledge, we feel so rich, so contented, so full inside. Because Baba says, each jewel of knowledge, each point of Gyan is worth millions, multi-millions. You accumulate jewels of knowledge here, and in the future they will turn into real jewels. So don't go for money here. Money is not a big thing. Wealth is not something very big. And that's temporary. Today I may have wealth, tomorrow it may go. But treasures of knowledge are imperishable. Therefore live simply, but think highly. And that is what Baba teaches us. Let your mind be filled with treasures of knowledge, and let there be real love for Baba. And along with love for Baba comes all the Srimad which Baba gives. And because of our love for Baba, we obey Baba's Srimad at every step. And therefore, it's easy for us to live a simple life of Jnana and Yoga. And now is the need, because as things are going from bad to worse, and you never know, in every country the economy is fluctuating, there's recession and what not. Today there's a job, tomorrow I may not have a job. So I should not be spendthrift, I should be economical, even monetary wise, also thought wise, because this life is very precious. So in this way, a simple life of Jnana and Yoga is the need of the hour. Thank you.
Thank you, Srila Ben. Wonderful. Thank you. And Didi, we'd love to hear from you.
Om Shanti. Baba started organization in 1936. At that time, everything was very simple. But as time went on, the generation became intellectual. So intellectual people are a little bit complicated.
Don't look at me.
And Baba gave freedom. Okay, this is mainstream. But you can do here and there and go here and there. So we had lots of flexibility. So we started using our intellect. So naturally we had to come back to original where we started. I think that's why people chose this topic. You bring it to simplicity and original. Because in 36, people were thinking in a simple way. And so, mainly thinking as well as living simply. Because we need to live simply and have high thinking, simple living and high thinking as it is. We don't have too much requirement, but still, in I think even up till 1962, Yajna had no car or only one car, no? One car.
I don't think even during up to 69, up to Brahma Baba's time,
no
Baba
car.
Also used to take a car on rent in order to hire a car to go to Shanti, to the railway station to go out, yeah.
So into the 60s, there was no car. Really, until the 60s.
Now everybody has got one car, some people have got two cars.
But Didi, what about, you have quite an old model car, right? You just have, she has particularly old model. You like to stay with the older car, simple car.
Simple car. I don't want to spend money.
She has inherited that car from Manohar Dadi, who was the director.
Really?
Yeah. So all Manohar Dadi's room and car and everything she inherited.
Room in Dadi's cottage, room in Shantivan.
Everything from Manohar Dadi.
And her
second-hand, we can say second-hand. And her Brahmani as well.
Brahmani as well.
Brahmani also, Manohar Dadi's.
So, the thing is, as I said, is as the time goes, we have more facilities available. So it's good on one hand that everybody can move around easily.
But on the other hand, it can be, you know, that sometimes we can get too much into that, would you say?
Yeah, because I think most of the Brahmins have got simple car, most of them. It's not a luxurious Mercedes and BMW.
And some of us have motorbikes.
Yeah.
Vietnam is motorbikes.
Vietnam is the motorbike.
And here also, quite a few people have motorbikes.
Can I take up, Didi, you were saying about, you know, like the intellect. So, and also Baba used to encourage in the Sakam early, and I think the last couple of months must be the time of exhibitions. And he was teaching the children through the Sakam early. So he wanted us to use our intellects to create ways for service, and then about the pitches and how to refine them so that people will understand. So Baba wanted us to use the intellects, and like you say, also outside of India, we did that, and so many different things were created. But now, are you saying that now perhaps the time is to go back to the beginning of really working through Tapasya of yoga again? What do you feel, Srila Ben? Do you also feel, what are your thoughts?
It's true, because we have to go back to the origin from where we started. We have travelled quite far because Baba's service has expanded, and we have centres in 140 countries. This organisation has become an international organisation. We have become very well known. Everybody knows us now through television, through radio. I mean, in India it's no longer something strange. And although the expansion has taken place, and then of course expectations are many now, because people think, oh, they talk so much of knowledge and yoga and being simple and eating simple and living simple. But if we are living in a luxurious way, it won't be called simple. And therefore, as we have to set an example too, that yes, we are simple, but of course, we are not sannyasis. Sannyasis live simple, but then they consider everything to be maya. You know, all wealth is maya. We say, no, wealth is not maya, it is necessary. But of course, if there is greed, then of course that becomes maya. So we have to lead a simple life, and whatever we have, okay, we use for our needs. But then if which is above our needs, surplus, we use that for Baba's service, because that's the aim. We don't use it in an extravagant way for and just spending and wasting money, because it's God's money. It is money given by Baba's children who are really hard working and well earned money. So it has to be used in a worthwhile way.
The because the karma, isn't it? If someone has put some money into Baba's yagya.
Yes, yes. And how Baba's children, they are so economical, they hardly spend anything for themselves, but they give to Baba, give for service, so it should be used in a proper way.
So do you think, because when Baba came in 1936, in the world there was only roughly 1.5 billion souls in 1936, and now there is 7.3 or 7.4, and all of those souls have created all clever things with their intellects. You know, many of them have created all things of expansion of science, and you know, so that's the atmosphere prevailing in the world. So it takes, we have to be so clever not to be pulled into that, you know, especially with the phone and all those sorts of things. Sometimes we are phone yogis now. We are moving around with the phone, and of course it's valuable, like Didi said in a recent class, for service, yes, but we have to be very clever not to be pulled into all that expansion, particularly like you were saying, Shirley Ben, economies are being challenged around the world, and if we are going a lot into expansion and material things, then people can say, well, what are you doing? Are you really walking your talk?
Hmm.
Yeah. Didi, yes. What do you feel about that?
Yeah, because spirituality is simplicity. So our jnana and yoga is meant to be spiritual and simple. And so it's good to use the facilities of science, no doubt, but not to be too much dependent on that. Because if we become too much dependent on them and pulled by them, naturally our time is wasted. So our time, thoughts, all these treasures are very valuable. We can't afford to waste them. Use them in a worthwhile way, simple way. So use it, but not
be dependent. And also, Didi, you've said, you know, if we get dependency, then we get desire. And you were also sharing recently, you know, if we get dependency on those material things, then we get desire. And then once we get desire, sometimes we are manipulative. We try and bring more things towards ourselves. So then we can sacrifice, you know, the value of truth or being very clear.
Because anyway, there are too many desires, and even that is Maya. There's no end to desires. And this is why it is said that there's everything for one's need, but not for one's greed. And greed is a vice. And therefore, if I go for greed, I indulge in vice. And because of that, then I can forget Baba. But what is more important is that now Baba, like Baba was saying yesterday also, today also, that this is now your only one hobby should be that you have to become the master of the world, you have to serve, you have to create subjects. So that should be our hobby. So our hobbies are different from what people have. And they spend so much money on their hobbies. But Baba says in knowledge, you don't need money for this, but you have to just work hard on the self and work hard in serving others. So in that way, that money is not needed at all.
So clear from yesterday, Baba was bringing us back to our aim, the aim and the real hobby of, you know, becoming pure, becoming a master of the self and the world, and holding that very clearly in front, so then we can let go of the other hobbies and expansion.
Yes, because Baba says all other hobbies, if you have, then these hobbies, you know, you're wasting so much time, energy, and nowadays the hobbies also are very, very silly, funny, strange. You know, people spend so much money on these waste things. I remember there was one sister who just loves cats, and she has got about 10, 15 cats in her house, and that's what she does the whole day. I visited her somewhere in Sweden, Denmark, and I don't know where, but in some Western country. And she used to come to the center, but she used to bring her cats. And the sister said, please don't bring your cats. And then, but then she invited me and I went to her place and I saw so many cats. I said, haven't you come to Madhuban for long? And she said, but who will look after my cats if I come to Madhuban? That's a hobby, to look after cats. So some have the habit of looking after, you know, birds. I went to one place, so many, you know, cages, so many different variety birds, any new bird they'll put. Some have habit of dogs. I went somewhere in Dubai and she had so many dogs. The mother-in-law used to come in Gyan, but the daughter-in-law, no. So that lady said, look at my daughter-in-law. She wants only dogs in the house and she says, these are my children. You love the child. I don't want dogs as my grandchildren. I want humans like that. So this is what people are crazy, and the craziest of hobbies they have. So Baba says you should not have any of such interests. Your interest is nothing to do with the old world. It has to do everything with the new world. So that's what your aim is.
Right. So they're not really bad hobbies, but they're not accurate according to the time and what's happening in the world around us and to our world family and the aim for us. Right. You know, Didi, I wanted to look a little bit at simplicity in another aspect. This is something I've experienced a lot with you. And, you know, Baba often says we go into, like, the aspect of the mind. You know, we often go a lot into expansion. And, you know, in the last group in December, you were sharing about house and settling, right? And that we have to settle. So if something comes and there's no questions, and of course you have been settling physically, there's no questions, you're very clear, and you were saying how you benefited a lot in terms of your relationship with Baba. So you kept your mind simple and clear, you accepted the situation. Yes, there was challenge, but no suffering, because there was that simplicity of the mind, and then you used it to bring you closer to Baba. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Because everybody has to settle the karmic account, especially at the end we have to settle our karmic account, because the body getting old, so doesn't have so much resistance power. So the thing is, when I got this disease that is known as autoimmune hemolytic anemia.
Okay, now who can repeat that? Anyone? You'll get a prize if you can repeat that. Really?
So I thought, let us see, because in medicine we have visualization therapy. When people have cancer, we suggest them, visualize that you are sending laser beams to the tumor and the tumor is reducing. So I decided that I will be using visualization therapy and visualize that my laser beams are cleaning my blood and encouraging red blood cells to grow and even white blood cells. And white blood cells behave properly.
Actually, in this disease, the RBC and the WBC, they fight against each other. Like your own army fighting your own people. You know, army is the WBC. And RBC is like the general public. So if the army is fighting us against their own people, then what happens? So that's what the disease is called. So the immune system goes down, everything goes down, and the blood also, everything goes down. So
So I started helping myself with that visualization therapy. And naturally, Baba is the one who can, we have to remember. So I started remembering Baba as a friend, beloved, which I didn't do it before. Before I was having just father, teacher, guru relationship.
Okay, who else is that honest?
So I started having that relationship and having chit-chat with Baba and helping myself. So that's what I could do. And I was very positive. I said, other people get cancer. At least I don't have cancer. Janki Dadi has every day pain in chest and pain in stomach. At least I don't have any pain. So that is good for me. And let me help myself. And it was surprise that with medicine, definitely medicine I took, and food also I paid attention, daily having soup and boiled vegetables with...
Yum!
So the thing is, my hemoglobin within 1 month came from 9 to 13.
Which is normal. Yes,
13 normal, is normal. Right? That's normal. From 9...
Higher side of normal.
Higher side of normal.
Yeah.
So 9 is very low, right?
9
12
is
to 12 to 14 low. Is normal.
Yeah.
So 13 is like higher
average,
side.
Average, yeah, yeah. Not so bad, but not very good. So
I was pleased to see that yoga power, medicine and food has helped me a lot. So positivity, yoga helps a lot.
Great, wonderful. So there was that, yeah, and then you also had beautiful experiences with Baba. Yes. I just want to stay with you and just ask you one more thing. Because simplicity in terms of the mind and situations. And I, you know, I'm very lucky and I get to spend some time with you. And I see situations where I would think a lot and maybe sometimes question. But I'm still learning, but from you how you really just bring it into the essence now. And there's no need to talk much about it. There's no need, whether it's relationship or people's behavior, whatever. So is that's been your practice recently. And what's behind that? Is because of, according to the time, we need to...
According to time, and we have to use jnana. Because jnana we have. But what happens at the time of a problem, the jnana disappears. And our old sanskar start thinking, what to do, how to do, etc., etc., why, how, na, all questions coming. So that's where we have to use jnana and say, whatever is happening is okay. Why it's happening? Karmika kaam. When will it finish? Finish whenever it's time for it to finish. So not think too much.
So always using jnana to take us back to the essence and silence, stillness. Thank you. And Srila Ben, your thoughts about simplicity of the mind. And, you know, also you face many, many variety of things and challenges around you. You always stay very calm. I'm thinking also about the changing face of Baba's meeting. Sometimes, you know, the meeting is changing the way that Baba's coming, but I think when we listen in English to you, we always feel very calm and confident, and you know, you move with the change, and there's such a deep stability in you when you're faced. Sometimes you're perhaps not quite sure what will happen, but you're very calm and don't seem to go into any expansion of it.
Yeah, see, Baba's jnana is so simple. Every time Baba says, this knowledge which I give you is so simple, anyone can understand, even a small child can understand, you know, and anyone, whatever background he may be, he can understand, because it's so simple. But what happens is, when we think too much, we make it complicated. We make it complicated by thinking too much, that's it. Otherwise, Gyan is so simple. And Baba says, the essence I tell you, children, be soul conscious and remember me. That's all. It's the simplest thing to do. And also, as we have the knowledge of the drama, we can face anything very easily. Because drama knowledge makes us very stable in every situation. We know that everything is beneficial in the drama. We know that nothing is new in the drama. So is nothing new and everything beneficial. So even if different adverse situations may come, but then we never get upset. And then about Avyakt Bhav Dada's meetings, Baba had already reminded us or told us earlier, he had signaled to us, the children with expansion now, the ways will change. The way of meeting will change. So change was expected. And how the change would be, that was probably not known immediately. But the change was expected. And also, whenever the change came, some people were not ready for it. But then Baba would tell us why this change is necessary. So if we understood the Baba's signals, then I think it's not difficult to maintain the stability come what may.
So again, it seems to be like Didi was sharing, if we are working with Gyan, if we're using it inside, then the old sanskars are not, you know, becoming active and noisy. We're using Gyan, so whether it's Baba's meeting or settling of the karmic accounts, we're able to keep the mind still, simple, not go into expansion of it.
And also, if the thought is, I have to keep giving, I have to give benefit to all, it is Baba's knowledge, Baba is giving and this is for everyone. So no selfishness comes. Usually we make things complicated, a little bit selfish. Maybe I need something for myself. I need to save something for any other day. So, you know, like that, we become selfish and the result is we make things complicated. Or maybe ego comes in the way, greed comes in the way, jealousy comes in the way, you know, all these vices, they can come. But then if we know that we have to overcome these vices too, and nothing is permanent, everything is changing anyway, and we are not here for long, we are only guests in this world, so why make it complicated? It's not necessary. So that's why it's a simple life and simple knowledge, simple way of remembering Baba. Everything Baba is making it so simple, so I should not make it complicated.
And so also in simplicity, as we go back inside and really alert with Gyan and Yoga, then we can catch these subtle vices as well that have come in and created all the expansion in the self.
Yes, definitely. We have to be very alert to make sure that we don't allow any of these subtle vices to enter. Because they make everything complicated then.
Yeah. And you know, I wanted to share something from Neville. You know, he was also giving his ideas and he was saying how, you know, the expansion of service was very, very necessary. We created centers around the world and so many of Baba's children. But he was saying that when the service expanded, you know, then perhaps we didn't always give priority to yoga. You know, if there was a service program, people would come, but yoga program, less priority. But that, you know, when the service programs came, perhaps we used good sanskars, but, you know, they didn't bring, and we used skills, but they didn't bring lasting happiness. So it's really like he was sharing time to go back to again doing service that comes out of yoga rather than out of skill. Going back to yoga and letting service emerge from that. So what's your thoughts on how, if we say now we, you know, go back into a really clear focus for yoga, deepening our own gyan so that we're using gyan rather than reacting based on our old sense.
See, Baba always says you must keep a balance, yoga and service. If it's too much service but not aiming for yoga, then so many obstacles can come in service because our stage isn't good and we go only for service. So people will oppose and then we'll not be able to face those situations. And therefore, along with service, we should give importance to yoga as well. So if there's yoga and service together, then even if the obstacles come, situations are adverse, but that yoga power enables me to face them very easily. And therefore, we are able to, you know, cross all the obstacles very easily because of the balance.
Brilliant. Thank you. Thank you both. And I'd like to open it up now. If anyone would like to ask really any question around this theme of a simple life and of gyan and yoga, you're welcome to come up and take the mic. Anything that's in your mind or your heart. We've got two very, very valuable examples in front of us. Anyone in any language? Yes, please. Is there a mic? Bye.
A mic then and there.
We can give you a mic in the meantime.
Yes, come. Om Shanti, thank you. I tend to...
Could you introduce yourself,
oh, yes,
please?
My name is Matan. I'm from Israel. Around 8 years in gyan. I have a feeling that I do not speak a lot, or I do not speak as I'm required in terms of my workplace, in terms of my family and maybe other areas in my life. And I'm quite okay about it, but I feel that others are not okay about it. And they would like me to be more, a little more active. And I believe in this simple and spiritual activity that Baba teaches me, to talk less and to, not to act less, but to be more and more introvert and humble. And yes, at the end it comes down to less and less speaking. So do I do anything wrong by speaking less? Should I be more present and, you know, like them, in order for them to love me or to appreciate my doing? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Did you like to
speak a lot, right? Did he not an overspeaker? So do people sometimes ask you the similar thing, did he? They want you to joke more, be more outgoing, speak more? No.
No, they respect, you know. And actually it is good to not speak much. Because those who speak much, then they are hardly heard. It's sometimes like that. People speak so much and then so other people really don't want to hear them. But if you speak less, then your words carry weight and people will appreciate that you speak. So I think, but then there should be a balance also. Again, balance and everything. Where we have to speak, we should speak. And where we don't have to speak, we should be quiet. So
yeah, it is good to speak whenever necessary, but not need to speak too much to please people or to socialize. Because nowadays people like to socialize and extrovert and speak loudly, because our motto is speak sweetly, softly, gently and essenceful. So it's good to be essential, but whenever need be, we have to speak.
What about the art, you know, one of the arts of being entertaining? So if, you know, perhaps if my nature is not really very entertaining, then should I work a little bit on that? So that when I'm with people, you know, I'm a little bit more entertaining? If, for example, I wasn't, is that an art that I should build to develop?
Yeah, it is one of the arts, so we have to develop.
But then
whenever I want to entertain other people, not that I have to entertain all the time.
And then I get disconnected from myself, don't I? Then I just want from outside.
Because now supposing somebody is told, give some jokes, and the other one, he doesn't have that habit of giving jokes or sharing jokes, and he's told, please share some jokes, tell a story, or sing a song, and maybe I don't have that much, but I don't have to keep learning for that in order to be able to socialize. There are some motivational speakers, the way their body language is so body conscious also. We don't have to become that. We don't have to. Because we are after all yogis, no? We have to walk our talk, so we are not just talking. So like Baba tells the dadis, you have to give bhasna, you know. Your drishti is enough. You need not talk at all, you know. The others will do the talking for you. So,
great.
I think... yes? Okay?
You know, we'll have traffic control now, but I would like, for this traffic control, can we invite everyone just to stand up and take drishti from Didi and Srila Ben? Stand up in silence. And we'll play the traffic control song and take drishti from our two seniors. Thank you.
Some of our services are posted on Facebook because for us, or particularly for me, I think of it as service, but I see some Brahmins always posting on Facebook. I just wonder how they spend their time. Do they have enough time for yoga? So may I ask, what's the take on this?
Well, let me tell you, I would not appreciate too much to go on Facebook. It's a big maya sometimes. Yeah, Facebook. I mean, it's okay for example, the Prime Minister of India, the President of the United States, he has to send news to everybody and he sends through Twitter or Facebook, whatever. It's fine where there is a big responsibility. But otherwise, just it is only entertainment or using time sometimes, which is not worthwhile also. It's okay for entertainment, but then it should not be all the time. We waste a lot of time and energy in that.
Okay, for entertainment, and also if it's service, isn't it?
Sometimes service, but how much? Now, like WhatsApp, my any little news, it goes everywhere. Good morning, good night, I mean, why all that? It's not necessary. Is that what we? Is this real friendship? I don't think so. Well, this is what I think. I don't know what others would think.
I guess like if it's a program, a service program at the center,
okay.
And I use that to send out, to let people know about the program.
That's okay. You send out through email, you can send out through WhatsApp, or probably through Facebook, Twitter. Now we have so much social media, you know, in different ways. But I don't think it's whole day only that. I don't think so. At least this is my opinion.
And sometimes you see people in front of each other, but they're in front of another human being, another soul, and then they're both
it's sometimes the person is on the next table and I'm sending him email. Can't I talk to him? I mean, we send email to the other person. So we can even speak, no? So what are relationships have become so bad in the sense that we are just drifting away from each other. And otherwise, coming too close to all these things, which is really not necessary. We are forgetting Baba and we are just involving in all these things.
And Didi, do you want to add something on that? I know you're very detached about
I didn't understand
that. Yeah, sorry, it was quite sheer. I was quite quick. Yeah. You're very patient. You didn't understand, but you didn't mind. Okay, so she was
Didi
saying,
never uses it, so she is.
You know, Facebook, I also don't, I don't know, but Facebook, so she was saying, what is your take, what's your opinion on about Facebook, using it a lot? And she was saying that, Aline was saying that sometimes then people are sacrificing yoga rather than having yoga there on their Facebook.
I'm not on Facebook.
We trust, we believe you.
And social media, I find it's too much time consuming, wasting the time. And especially in many my classes, especially for youth, I really discourage to use all this social media, because it's our life is jnana and yoga and not socializing.
And in the beginning, you know, when Baba says about bad company, and you know, now I've been churning about this. Like at the time when we hear it, sometimes we think it's quite simple, you know, be aware of the company you keep. But now there's so many ways that we can have bad company that can really influence our stage.
Mm. And we are seeing in, you know, so much news, the results are not very good sometimes. We don't, I mean, that the intimacy comes where it's not needed, or the drifting away comes where it should not be there. So it's not the real, the proper channel of communicating. I don't think so.
No. And then
too much exposure, which is not necessary. We have to keep ourselves, you know, in on our own also. We don't have to expose ourselves to everything. There's no need.
We don't have to expose.
Means I go anywhere, I put that photo. There's no need. And people don't have time to read everything, to see everything.
So it's like, so
it's a big show. That's a big show.
It can be showy. And then people can think about how to make a better photo or how to show a better.
And now there's so much of manipulation and permutations and combinations and animations and, oh my God, it can become big maya. Big maya.
Yeah. I guess also the aspect, I often work with children who are addicted to, you know, gaming. And then, you know, you find then their parents also, when they have dinner at night, you know, I say, okay, now make sure you help your brother not to use the phone during meals. But then they say, I don't use and we don't use, but our parents are using. So rather than being together, the family's often on social media, even if they're sitting
each
together.
Each one is using their own iPad and iPod and iPad. You know, there's a very interesting joke on this. No, I have my iPad, I have my iPod, I have this. And the father says, but I paid.
I paid. I paid. Great. So, okay, we got an answer. Anyone else like to ask a question? You're welcome. Any language?
Okay. I'll try in English. Om Shanti. I'd like to ask a question about the meetings of Bab Dada. Like the last time, he was kind of mixed up whether he was in Delhi or not, or you say there's a change in Bab Dada's meeting. Is it possible that also the condition of the instrument Dadi Kusar is playing a role in this, or could you explain some more?
The change in the meetings means before Baba used to talk individually, you know, give blessings to individuals. Then Baba started giving blessings to little groups. Then Baba started giving to bigger groups, and then separately for each country, you know, like that. But nowadays, after that, Baba started speaking everything in the Murli without separating anything. And now we are seeing that how Baba Dada comes and Baba is talking in a different way. It's no longer the same way, you know, Baba looking at such and such children. It's not even like that. And also the voice has changed. Because, of course, it is because of the physical body of Gulzar Dadi too. Even that is one of the reasons. But then now Baba has given us everything. There's nothing which is still not given by Baba. So now we have to just implement it, that's all. And now Baba is giving us just love and love and love and love. Because the newer souls, they are not strong enough to take too heavy dose of knowledge. And therefore just love, because that's what the weaker souls want. And so Baba is using that method now. And if you understand well, you can take even from that. Otherwise Baba has already given us so much for us to really work on and make our life elevated. I think that's what I wish to say.
Change is must in the life, because you can't have same thing all the time. And right from beginning Baba has told that everything will change. The type of meeting will change. And after one of this meeting, when Baba was talking about Delhi, some people asked Dadi Gulzar Baba, why Baba was talking about Delhi? So what Dadi said is, Baba has given full gyan. Now it's entertainment. So Baba is taking Brahmins to Delhi. So the thing is, now the time is to just receive love and power. Power also, because most of the Brahmins, they just say there was so much powerful atmosphere. So Baba is giving us just love and power during the meeting, and he has given us full gyan. Such deep murlis we are revising, the murlis are so deep. So gyan is already there in our intellect. Now it's time to receive just sakash. So Baba is giving during nowadays murli power and love.
So that's the main role of Baba at this time.
And also we are like winding up, no, everything. Baba has already given us so much, but it's now time to wind up. So in winding up, we have to go back to the origin and then come to the final one. So it's the winding up now process.
And when you say winding up, so it means that, you know, at some point then Baba's meetings will stop, and we still have to be able to have that very clear and powerful direct connection with Baba.
Definitely, yes.
So it's also like a preparation. Would you say it's a preparation for that?
Yeah, it is a preparation.
Mm. I think until end Baba says, because there are all the time new souls coming, so Avyat meeting will not stop.
Mm. Okay, Avyat meeting won't stop.
I think
we have to take more. As much as we are in Avyat stage, we are taking more power. But Baba has said that until end, I'll be meeting the children.
So in which another, it could be another form. I remember during Sakar Baba's days or in the Yajna, Baba had said that children, Baba will always be with you, Baba will always teach you, till the end, and we'll all go together. So Baba did say that, but then what everybody thought that maybe Sakar Baba will be with us till the end, and we'll all go together, you know, at the end, and that's how establishment will be over. But then we never knew our big Bap Dada would meet us, and this and perfection, and Baba's waiting in subtle regions for us. All this was revealed much later. It wasn't known at the beginning. So what the end will show, we really don't know. So we have to be spiritually alive to see the end. Yeah. that's what Baba says.
Right, and what form it will take.
Yeah, yeah.
But like you're both saying, you have that subtlety of the intellect so that we can catch that power in drishti. And many souls say that they're having very powerful experiences from the drishti.
Definitely. And Baba says, yeah, drishti and blessings and toli, that will remain till the end before we all return home. But everything
drishti, blessings and toli.
So we say in Hindi, drishti, boli and toli. Boli means blessings, the words Baba speaks. And toli. So
drishti,
these three,
boli, toli.
These three will remain till the end, but see, the form is changing.
Well, thank you. Anyone else have a... Yes.
Om Shanti. My name is Petra from Holland. And I like to hear something about Brahma Baba's simplicity. What have you seen in his simplicity? Simple life of Brahma
Baba. The simplicity of Brahma Baba. Yes, it's a story or something you saw of Brahma Baba's simplicity, because he was a multi-millionaire, right? Before Shiv Baba entered. What about him?
Because he was wearing same dress, kurta pajama. Even before Brahma Baba.
Dhoti.
Dhoti and kurta. So the thing is, he didn't change his dress. When he changed from businessman to one stage, when he changed, no, he was wearing suit during his business. But then he started wearing dhoti and kurta. And he kept on wearing the same simple dress.
So he used to have, like, his clothes used to be from England, and I mean very high quality.
Before? Before, yeah. I don't know whether it was from England or France or somewhere. But I know that the room, as you can see even now, room is so simple. No sofa. No furniture. Just gaddi. One gaddi and one bed. So it's such a simple room, no? Even our room will be much, much sophisticated. So simple room, simple dress, simple food. Food also, very simple. Just chapati, sabji. So everything was simple with Brahma Baba. Talk also very simple and to the point. So he didn't talk too much. So I would say that his life was very simple. Same thing with all Brahma Kumaris at that time in 1930s, 40s. Same thing.
Can I ask about, I think it was Dada AK, Dada Anankishore. There's one photo of him before Baba came, standing in front of his Mercedes and with, you know, like very tip-top clothes and very, very fashionable. But then, you know, he also became so, so simple.
Yeah, because Baba was actually a jewel merchant and he had his connections with the kings. And, you know, the king of Nepal, king of Rajasthan, he used to visit them. So he used to be tip-top. I mean, he was very wealthy. So before he got this gyan, of course, Baba was quite well off and therefore... He must be living a luxurious life in that way, that his clothes very good, home very good, But then it was not difficult for him to change when Shiva Baba entered in his body. He changed instantly. That also was something great.
Dini, did you want to add anything? No, yeah, beautiful.
And also when, you know, in the Yajna, when new buildings were being built in Pokhara, in Pandav Bhavan, but Baba preferred to stay in the old house. That was the original house of Pokhran house, Pandav, you know, Pandav Bhavan. The new buildings were being built, but and Baba was told, Baba, you stay in one of the new buildings. Baba said, no, Baba is happy in his old room, old house. And that is for children. Children spend money on it and children are going to stay in this. Baba will stay in the old room. Because see, Shiv Baba comes in his old body, and so Shiv Baba is in the old home. This is the old gum, you know, long boot. So old long boot. So this one will also stay in the old house.
Wow. Yeah. Did he have a heater in his room?
During those days there was no heater. You know what it used to be? Coal. You know, Kangri it was called, which is used in Himachal Pradesh, Kashmir. Before, no heating, nothing like that. So coal would burn and that would keep the room warm.
Mm. Hot water bag.
And hot water bag, yes, Baba used to keep in the bed, yeah. To keep the bed warm.
So maybe we have time just for one last question. Anyone like to ask the last question?
And 18th of January was the coldest day. Oh. You can imagine it nowadays is not that cold as it used to be 48 years ago. Very cold, very cold. Mm. So Mount Abu was cold. Hardly anybody lived here, you know, stayed in winter. So July, August, September, it used to be too much rain. Mm. August was called the month of disgust. So much rain, so much humidity. And then after that, so cold, only April, May, June, only 3 months were the best months in Mount Abu. And there are many, many palaces here, so the kings of Rajasthan, they used to come and spend the summer in Mount Abu because it was nice and cool. So that's why their palaces here, the summer palaces of the kings in Mount Abu. And they used to run their administration from Mount Abu for 3 months, the summer capital.
Thank you. Last chance. Okay, then we'll close. So a really very, very, very big thank you to both of you for being with us this morning. I don't know how you feel, but I think it's been a very rich sharing from them. So a big, can we give them a wave or a clap? Which one? Big thank you so much, Didi.
Okay,
and Shilu Ben for being
Didi
with us.
Didi is lost.
Pardon?
Didi is lost in her world.
Did you want to add, do you want to give any final words?
No, I think it's best to have some meditation for 5 minutes.
Thank you.